from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
It's primetime stock watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stock Watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
Our buddy and the most interesting man in the Northwest, Dave Bartu, coming up at 5:15. In the news is next, but right now, young Will Ortner has our stock watch.
44 yards away to do it. He got it! And a yellow jacket did it! Upset in hand! They found themselves a pot of gold at the end of their Irish rainbow!
That's Joe Tessitore there.
I didn't want to interrupt Will. That is a great call.
Good call.
Great call. Buy or sell after losing this weekend to Georgia Tech. Florida State will miss the playoffs entirely.
Oh, I'm not making any decision after week one. I think that's always silly. It doesn't look good. I'm more concerned with their defense. DJ led the great drive down there at the end to tie the game at a couple fourth down conversions. I'm more concerned with their defense. That was supposed to be an elite defensive line. I was told that's one of the 2 or 3 best in the country, along with Michigan. They got absolutely shredded. But it's week one, Ireland, overlooked game, who knows? And remember, win the ACC and you're in. First off, if Florida State wins the rest of the way and even loses the ACC, they're still in. A 2-loss Florida State team will probably still get in. The ACC is not stacked this year by any stretch of the imagination. We'll see what Miami is bringing to the table. So no one's out of anything anymore. So no season is wrecked. So will they? Boy, it didn't look like a playoff team to me. So from that standpoint, do I think they look like a playoff team? No, but lots of teams in week one don't. So I guess I'll say no just from a look standpoint. But the loss actually, to me, does nothing to change my opinion about whether or not they're a playoff team. I'm just going with what I saw. That did not look like a physically dominant team that I saw last year from Florida State.
Yeah, I'll sell for the same reason. I mean, this is a completely new era in that teams that can find a way to get their footing after slip-ups are going to be fine. Yeah. Now, I don't know how many of those are going to be able to do it from the ACC, because I think it is a weaker conference and they may not get as many teams as, you know, the Big Ten, the SEC. And so maybe a little harder to fight for that spot now, but if they still take care of business and they've got time to do it, Mike Norvell can turn that thing around. I don't know that he will, but I think he certainly can.
I mean, the rest of the way, they've got Clemson at home, and Clemson doesn't, at least right now on paper, look to be a juggernaut. They're on the road at Miami. We'll see what Miami is. And then there's a big one against Notre Dame. Like, there's
a lot of proving grounds.
A lot of proving grounds to be had. And just don't write off Florida season. Don't write off anyone after week one.
I did see, though, the funny thing that Florida State is the first team to be in 17th place in ACC history.
It's just not what you want to do when you're coming out, when you're coming off a season where you're bitching about being left out while you're suing your conference because you need to get out. And then you go and lay an egg against Georgia Tech, who's the definition of a middle-of-the-road team. It's a really bad look for Florida State. You look like a bunch of clowns.
Yeah. There's a real possibility that the top three favorites to win the ACC will start the year 0-1.
Well, yeah, because you got Clemson at Georgia this weekend,
and
right?
You've got Miami at Florida.
Yep. Man.
Welcome to the ACC, boys.
First and goal. Clock winding down. That's Humphrey. It's touchdown, Montana State.
That was the epic comeback, the final touchdown there for Montana State when they beat New Mexico. That was from FS1.
Los Lobos.
Buy or sell? Week zero exceeded expectations and was actually a good week of college football.
I'll buy it, even though I didn't really watch much of it because my expectations were so low. I planned a bunch of other things. I went to the Hops game yesterday. It was wonderful. I saw some of the first game. I saw that the wind was blowing very hard in the game that you just played, and then I followed on Twitter most of the wild affair that seemed like a Pac-12 After Dark game between Nevada and SMU.
Yeah, Nevada crapped the bed.
That thing was on its head.
By double digits in the fourth quarter.
You had a player ejected for spitting. You had one team using a timeout when the other team was punting on 4th and 30. I mean, there was wild stuff going on in that one. Yeah, I'll buy that this exceeded expectations. I think people thought there was going to be one good game. Beyond that, you got a couple upsets. It doesn't mean it was a great weekend, but better than it was billed, for sure.
It exceeded the expectations because Florida State Georgia Tech was a good game, and I didn't think it was going to be. I thought Florida State would win by double digits. It was originally a 2-touchdown spread. Outside of that, let me just say it for the record. I could give two flying you-know-whats about anything else that happened. No offense to Montana State. No offense to Nevada. Delaware State, I don't care. I know Montana and Montana State are great football programs in their divisions up in Montana. Sorry, I don't care. I got better things to do with my time. So it exceeded it because it gave me, in the morning when I had nothing going on, that gave me a good football game. Outside of that, Montana State, go away.
Hey, watch Touchdown Tommy. He's greatness.
No, I'm good. I'm all right.
High fly ball. Deep left center. Doyle back. See ya. Boarding flight 50. 50 home runs. Aaron Judge has done it again.
That's Aaron Judge hitting his 50th home run of the year. That comes to us from the Yes Network. He ended up hitting his 51st later on in the weekend. Buy or sell, Aaron Judge will break, air quotes, his own home run record.
I mean, he's on pace, and he's hitting a high number. Again, they're not even really pitching to him.
And I think that's what it's going to depend on, honestly.
Yeah, just if he
gets the opportunity.
If they throw to him, he's on an absolute.
He could get to 65. No, I really think he could.
Yes. So will he? And they're in a race. There is some protection around him.
Yeah.
You know, we've got some guys getting healthy there. Stanton's knocking umpires out with bats. I'll say it.
I didn't see that.
Oh, dude, you didn't
his
see
his bat
it?
Broke and
dude, it is bad.
Oh no,
right? like kind of the chin, back of the head is bad stuff. They had to meat wagon him out of there. I think he's okay, but it looked bad. He did the old boxer like wobble. No good. Yeah, I'll say it. He gets it. He gets his. He gets the quote unofficial record. Is he what he's doing right now? Is just he's stupid good.
Center field. Series going back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. 40-40. Walk-off grand slam. No way.
That comes to us from Spectrum LA. That was Shohei Ohtani getting into the 40-40 club with walk-off grand slam to win the game for the Dodgers. Buy or sell, with a month left, Shohei will become the first ever 50-50 player.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
I saw this.
I hope so.
I saw this suggestion come in on the Vancouver Ford text line. I kind of think it might happen. You've basically got 5 weeks left, mm-hmm. and I things maybe have to break right. He's got to stay hot as a hitter. But yeah, I mean, I think it's doable. We saw recently Ronald Acuna gets like 73 steals in a year that he had 40 home runs. And so I think the steals can be done if the will is there to do it. I think the opportunity will be there to do it. The home run part might even be harder, I think, for me to get to. But I think it's going to happen. Yeah, I'll buy it.
Yeah, Soriano is the most. He had 46 homers with 40 steals. So I'm going to say no. That's a lot. It's a lot of pressure. I mean, the judge thing is a lot of pressure. There's a reason why no one's ever done it in baseball history.
Yep.
So do I hope he does it? I love Shohei Ohtani. I think he's awesome. And I love to see baseball get this kind of love. And by the way, Aaron Judge is about as good a guy as you could hope, despite what that douchey Long Island Little League World Series coach had.
Should wave to the kids.
That guy can seriously go take a flying.
If whatever. You've been a Little League coach for like 20 plus years, you're the problem, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. You are a giant Staten Island
jackass. Gotta feed his family somehow.
And you're the reason why we all hate Staten Island. I just love that you've got, you know, New York, LA, American National League, the two biggest stars in baseball, and they're both putting up monster numbers with a lot of fanfare around it. So I think it'd be awesome. Dude, if Judge gets to 65 and Ohtani goes 50-50, you know, just MVPs, that is absolutely kick-ass. So I want it to happen, but at least with Judge, it's one thing. With Ohtani, you got to get 10 more of each.
Yeah.
That's
nine
asking.
Nine more. He hit another home run last night.
Oh, all right. So go. Nine more. That's asking a lot. Who knows at the end of the year, does he have stuff to play for? Do they start resting him? I mean, who knows? So I'm going to say no, but I want it. I think that would be absolutely awesome because that guy, he's my favorite player to come around in a while.
Yeah, maybe I'm just trying to manifest it with the bye. It's probably less likely than it is more likely, but I also want to see it happen. And I hate the Dodgers, but I really like Shohei. That is your Stock Watch brought to you by Goldberg Jones Divorce for Men. You can reach out to them at 1-800-DIVORCE, Portland's premier family law firm for men. The divorce for men at Goldberg Jones are dedicated to representing Oregon's husbands and fathers in divorce, child custody, and child support. Coming up next, it's time for In the News, but first, Ortner has SportsCenter.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.